Well, we talked, Jamie, after the first pick for you guys in the first round. Now that the whole draft is done, how do you feel about how it went?
Well, I think every team's happy when the draft's over with. Everybody thinks that they got good guys. We certainly feel that way. You know, we had a group of guys identified, and we were able to acquire a number of them, and that's the exciting part of the day.
Now, just talk about your second round pick for us.
Okay, well, Owen's a hard player. You know, he's a solid two-way guy. He's gritty. He gets involved physically. You know, he can really shoot the puck. We just look at him as a guy that can fill multiple roles.
What made him the right guy for you guys at that particular time?
Well, you know, he's the type of player that we like. You know, he's a 200-foot player. You know what, he plays hard, he competes, he doesn't take a lot of nights off, never mind even shifts off. We like how his game has progressed over the year. We look at him as the type of forward that can be played in a lot of situations. And, we had him ranked right where he went, so, you know, it made sense for us.
You had talked to me before the draft about there sort of being, you know, a group in the first round and then a group into the midpoint of the second round. Was he sort of in that group to you before the rest of the draft sort of branched off?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I think there was, you know, the draft is always kind of in certain tiers, and, you know, I think Owen was in that next tier of guys that you look at, and, you know, he's a physical presence, and, you know, he has a lot of characteristics that we like. You know, we think he's a leader, and, no, he fits perfectly with what we've tried to envision what a Bronco would be.
In the third round, you drafted a very big defenseman from the Kootenay area of BC. Talk about Martini and what made him the guy you wanted to go for in that spot.
Well, Martini's an interesting story for us. I mean, he left Trail to go live in Calgary and play at the Edge program. We've had Edge players before and had success with them, obviously. We thought that from September until April, there may not have been another player in the draft that, you know, improved or progressed as much as he did. I mean, the polished product that we saw in April was very impressive. You know, he moved well. He handled the puck well under pressure. He defends well. You know, he's got a bit of bite to him. He's got good size, and he's still trying to figure out, you know, how to handle that big body. So he was a guy that we were very interested in, you know, Trail guy, you know, his dad played. We had a lot of interest.
Well, and when you say he made the biggest strides of anyone that you saw from September to April, does that give you extra hope that in this situation with the Edge school that he is finding that next level for him and you know, the sky is sort of the limit now, the ability to make that big of a stride in 1 year?
Well, I mean, I don't think we know what his, you know, end product will be, you know, how much more upside that he has left in him. But once he gets comfortable with what he can do now, and once he gets used to his body, and once he understands what type of a player he is as he gets older, yeah, we think that he's going to be a very, very hard, you know, defenseman to play against.
Well, and you guys have had success with guys who have pro hockey backgrounds in their family. I know Darcy Martini, his father, didn't play a whole ton in the National Hockey League, but played a lot of pro, and it's something that you've had success with, and for whatever reason, it seems like some of those guys are a little more prepared for what it's going to take at times.
Well, we had conversations with the dad before the draft, and he seemed to be on the same page with us about what type of player Ethan was going to be and where he needs to be in a couple of years, and yeah, and the dad's gone through it and he understands it. And then that, you know, that's simple for us to have a, you know, a family member that's already experienced it and is able to pass on that, you know, some knowledge to his child.
Josh Prokop, your first pick of the fifth round, guy who had, close to 2 points a game in Edmonton, Bantam AAA. Little on the smaller side. Are we talking more of a small, gritty, competitive type of forward here?
Yeah, you know, I mean, Josh is extremely intelligent. His hockey sense is very good. He is a skilled player. You know, he's put up numbers. He's a real competitor. You know, I mean, he gives it as well as he gets it. We don't think that he's anywhere near done growing. In fact, we think it's just starting. So ultimately, he may not be a smaller body forward when this is all said and done. He might just be a skilled forward. So, I mean, we were very familiar with Josh. Jason Stewart knows him from the CAC program. Josh lives in the part of the city that I live in. You know, there was a lot of familiarity there. We were comfortable, especially where he was at that time. You know, we didn't have a fourth-round pick. We had assumed that he would be gone, and when he wasn't, then that was a no-brain choice for us.
Always sort of difficult projecting how much or how little a guy will grow, but when you have a little extra insight and know the family and know the player, you know, kind of like in the situation with Jake DeBrusk to some degree, that gives you a little more comfort in knowing there might be a little room to grow?
Well, you may or may not be right, but I mean, at least you've got some, you know, you took an educated guess and you had some, you know, insight. So I guess we'll just see where Josh is at. I mean, Josh is a good player if that doesn't happen, but that's something that we'll look forward to over the next couple of years.
Then the second pick for you guys in the second round was Jacob Bernard, a Docker out of Canmore. Guy was a captain for his team. From the back end, just talk about what you got in him.
Well, Jacob's he's a leader. He's got a good two-way game. We think there's a lot more room for him to grow on the offensive side. We know that he's not done growing also. Our Alberta staff are very high on him. You know, they like his game, you know, night in and night out. So, I mean, Jacob's another guy that's fit in perfectly with what we envision our players to be and was there at the right point in the draft for us.
When we talked earlier this week about later in the draft, you said that's really when you give your scouts an opportunity to go to bat for players that they're high on. And when did that really start for you guys in this draft? Was it after the sixth and seventh rounds where you didn't have picks and then you went 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Are those sort of the picks where you had one scout or another who was really pushing hard for someone?
Well, we kind of done that in our meetings just leading up towards the draft. And, you know, when we're finishing up the list and we've got a polished product, I make little notes on the side of it about what guys have felt, you know, whether we, you know, you put a little red dot beside them if you want them, or a star that says that certain guys were excited about him. And this is one of those guys that his name came up at the end of the Alberta camp. His name came up when we were melding the three provinces together, or four provinces together. His name came up when we were talking about the draft again last night. So, yeah, he was a guy that our staff had a lot of time for.
Maxwell Struess, or Struess, I'm not sure which one it is, out of Spruce Grove, is your pick from the eighth round. Now, he's born New Year's Eve in 99, so how does that work for age? Is he eligible to play even next year now?
Well, I don't know if that's correct or not. I mean, we were looking into that ourselves a little bit. We're going to have to take another look at it. We thought he was a 2000 guy. That came up on the 99 thing there. I mean, he played Bantam Triple, so we're pretty sure that that's just incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, Maxwell is a guy that, again, progressed throughout the winter. You know, they had a team where he needed to come to play every night for them. They weren't the strongest group. Defensively, we thought he was a real leader on their back end. You know, he's a good-sized guy. You know, his game's going to need some work and some progression, but we've heard a lot of good things about him as a kid and their family, and that, you know, he's interested in putting the time in. So, yeah, and then we'll just kind of wait and see where Maxwell goes from here.
Then you added some size in the ninth round from Victoria, and Quinton Weitzner. Talk about him and what he brings to the table for you.
Well, Quinton was a surprise for us. I mean, he was a guy that, you know, once we had acquired, you know, those first three forwards, we had to kind of worry about D, and we're trying to hopefully find a goaltender. So we kind of gave up that he would be available for us at some point, but he continued to be there. You know, he's a good-sized body guy. He does have skills. We've liked him when we've seen him play. We thought his game had taken some strides. He was good at the BC Cup. We had good conversations with the family before the draft. We just kind of thought he was a bit of an anomaly that he was still there. So, yeah, I mean, we're going to see where that goes. But right now, I mean, we were happy that he was there at that point still, and a little surprised.
When you get a guy who's 6'4", scored 25 goals in 50 games, and has 120 penalty minutes, it seems like the right mix for a Western Hockey Leaguer, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, we haven't had a ton of success with Island guys, as have other teams, but again, we had good conversations with them. We like how his game has gone. You know, we're going to sit down with them and spend some time with them here in the next little while. And, yeah, just get an idea of what their thoughts are. But, yeah, I mean, I was thinking about it the other day when we saw him at the BC Best Ever. I mean, he can skate. He uses his size. He's really hard to handle in front of the net. So I think his game is a Western League, ideal.
Matt Allardyce out of Saskatoon was your 10th round pick. Talk about him.
Well, Matt was a guy that our Saskatchewan staff really liked. You know, it wasn't a deep, deep year in Saskatoon. Matt had a good Sask burst. You know, we think he's an honest two-way guy. You know, we believe there will be a little bit more growth potential. But, I mean, he's a guy that, you know, again, he kind of fits our model, and we'll just kind of have to see where the next couple of years go.
And then you take another Saskatchewan boy in the 11th round with Ethan Regner, or Regier? Near? How do you say it?
I'm thinking Regner, but Regner? I guess we'll have to wait until we talk to the family.
Sure, fair enough. Talk about Ethan and what he brings to the table.
Well, I mean, Ethan is an honest player. You know what? He had a really good, end of the season. You know, he was a key contributor on that PA team. You know, we like his 200-foot game. So we'll kind of just have to see with Ethan what the next year is going to bring for him. But it's nice to bring home some Saskatchewan guys, too, if we can.
Well, I was going to say, with your 10th and 11th round picks, getting a couple of point-per-game plus forwards from Saskatchewan, are you just sort of looking to the area, hoping you can find some gems here that will feel comfortable in the Prairies and will develop with you guys?
Well, we like these guys, and we had thought that they would have gone sooner. But, I mean, there was a lot of forwards in this draft. And, at least they know where Swift Current is, and they have an idea of what, you know, the province is like and what the level is like. And most of them have seen a number of Western League games, which is always helpful.
And then as other teams were shutting it down, you guys decided to come back up and pick Dominic Turner in the 12th round from Calgary. What made you decide to go ahead and pick him rather than call it a day?
Well, Dominic was a guy that we had talked about all winter long. You know, we liked parts of his game at times. There was times when we weren't sure we were all that comfortable with it. And then we kind of thought the second half, he really started to make some strides. We really liked where his game was going. We thought he had an excellent Alberta Cup. We've had a lot of success with Calgary Royals. Good conversation with him before the draft. So we just, he was still there. We still had some picks left if we cared to use them. And so... You know, we thought that Dominic was a final piece for us on the day.
You mentioned trying to find a goalie and didn't today. So does that process continue, looking for guys you could possibly list, or are you happy with how the organization stands now and you just have to always keep your eyes open?
Yeah, I think we'll always have to keep our eyes open. I mean, there'll be a lot of free agent goaltenders out there because, you know, we were one of the teams that didn't draft anybody. You know, our scouting staff will now, you know, keep that in mind as they're looking at this age group next year and the year after. You know, we're always on the prowl for a goaltender. It's just such an important position. So, I mean, the guys that went that we were comfortable with means that we're going to be forced to kind of, you know, dig our heels in a bit and look around.
So how do you feel about the status of your list now overall? Is the next step to just sort of take a fine-tooth comb to it and make sure every guy who's on it fits? Is there always a process after a draft of sort of, tightening the list up a little bit as you head into the summer?
Well, we've done that a little bit already. I mean, we had spots open before going into the draft. You know, those conversations will continue through the summer with the management group. Right now, we're comfortable with where the list is at. You know, we know that we're going to be young and we know that, we're always going to be up to look out for some extra bodies right now. But, you know, we like the pieces that we have. We just need to make sure that, we allow them to develop and give them the time to do that. And at the same time, make sure that those are close and they're ready. We, give them the feedback and the opportunity to play when they do come in.
What's the process in your mind in terms of signing with a draft like this? Certainly, you're always going to try to sign your first-round pick, but otherwise, do you take a wait-and-see approach right now and just sort of see how guys fit in as they get to know your organization a little better?
Well, I think it's something we haven't really discussed yet. I mean, our first-round guy, we've had a conversation already with his management group. The rest of them, that'll come up when we have our initial, meet and greets with the families. I've always thought that we could go back and forth. It can be a wait and see, or at the same time, if we're comfortable already, we'll offer. But, they can't play for us for a year anyways. We just need to see where they're at and need to see what the family feels also.
Big picture, any particular themes in your mind to this draft, or did you just look at it player to player?
Yeah, I think we looked at it player to player. I think that we're continuously talking about our philosophy and what we are as a team, and we're always kind of tweaking and tinkering with that a little bit. I think that the last couple of drafts have really, followed our vision of what we want in a Bronco player. This draft class, we may have also, put a bit more of a priority on skating and on skill, just because, in the last draft, we didn't have a second, a third, and a fourth. So the guys that we got are hard players, and certainly some of them do have some offensive upside. But to have that, true knockdown skill guy was maybe a little bit more of an idea this year.
And you guys didn't pick him, but nice to see, I'm sure, from an organizational standpoint, nice to see Coach Lamb's son get drafted as well to a good organization like Calgary.
It was a cool moment for us. I mean, we were, kind of watching what was going on while participating. Right about the time that it happened, several teams were communicating. So it looked like it was going to happen, and there was a number of teams in different places in different parts of the country that were, or in the league, I should say, that were preparing to do it when Calgary stepped up. So yeah, it's a proud moment for the family, I'm sure. Well, I know it is.
I know the work never stops in your job, and right now you begin the process of contacting everybody. But I hope after all the hard work leading into the draft, there is some relaxing around the corner for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, we've got a little bit more work ahead of us over the next couple of weeks, and then yeah, definitely we'll start looking at the schedule and picking a downtime at some point here for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jamie.
Okay. Thanks, Sean.